You are listening to the KLC Preaching Podcast, a platform for discussions about Christian preaching in North America. This podcast is a ministry of the Kyle Lake Center for Effective Preaching at Baylor University's George W. Truett Theological Seminary in Waco, Texas.
Well, I just want to welcome all of you to the first inaugural Kyle Lake Center for Effective Preaching podcast. And we're also on YouTube, so we're thrilled to have you with us. My name is Jared Alcantara, and I am the director of the Kyle Lake Center for Effective Preaching, and I also teach preaching at Baylor University's George W. Truett Theological Seminary. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. It is a thrill, it's a delight to introduce our very first guest on the inaugural podcast of the Kyle Lake Center for Effective Preaching, Dr. Tyshawn Gardner, my new colleague. I don't know if you're more excited or I'm more excited
that you are joining us.
I know I am. So thank you so much for answering the Macedonian call and joining us. So I just wanted to start just with a chance to get to know you better. Talk to us about your story. So tell us about your call, your conversion to Christ, and your call to pastoral ministry, vocational ministry, which then eventually led you down this amazing path, this journey, which now at this point, at this crossroads, is a call to teach preaching and to become the associate director of the Kyle Lake Center for Effective Preaching here at Baylor at Truett Seminary. Talk to us about your journey.
Yes, Jeff, first of all, thank you so much for just your friendship and being an outstanding colleague. I'm grateful to God for being here, and I do sense it to be a call of God in His will. But yes, so I was raised in the church. I had a mother, amazing mother, who loved Jesus Christ and who graciously and sometimes firmly insisted that we be active in church life. I'm a part of the Black Baptist Church tradition, so that has influenced a lot of my theology, convictions, my ethics. But yes, I answered the call to preach in around 1995, so I've been preaching almost 30 years. Pastor, served as a senior pastor for 20 years at Plum Grove Baptist Church in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The first 7 years of that, I served as a bivocational pastor, so I have an immense respect for those who pastor and have to do other things to provide for their families. Matriculated at Stillman College, a small HBCU in Tuscaloosa, then from there, Samford University's Beeson Divinity School. And it was there that I developed a sense of calling to teach and to write. And so through the guidance of my mentor, Dr. Robert Smith, Jr., I attended Southern Seminary for the PhD in Christian preaching. My interest was in prophetic preaching, social crisis preaching, probably influenced because I pastored in a predominantly African-American community where there's high crime, a lot of poverty. And so, And so I did a lot of adjunct teaching at the University of Alabama in the Department of Gender and Race Studies, some adjunct teaching at Stillman College. And from there, went to Samford University to teach in the Biblical and Religious Studies Department in 2022. And I heard the call of God to come to Truett to join this amazing seminary, a stellar world-class faculty. And I think what intrigued me most was the opportunity, honestly, to be a partner with you. I cite your work in my own work.
Thank you.
And I'm blessed. I think we have something special to be a preaching department that's very rare in that we have three ethnic minorities, an African-American, a Latina, and a Korean-American. And so that's unique, and I'm so proud and humbled to be a part of it.
Well, we're honored to have you, Dr. Gardner. So grateful you're working with the Kyle Lake Center for Effective Preaching as well. Now, I want to explore something you said a little bit earlier. I was just, you know, going through the gallery of my memory and remembering a pastor from Alabama doing a presentation at a homiletics conference on social crisis preaching. So you've worn that hat of being a pastor for a long time and an administrator and a professor. But years ago now, probably I'm guessing about 10 years ago or more, the seed was planted for what eventually became your dissertation and then became your first book, which was the 2024 Preaching Magazine Book of the Year. You wouldn't say it, so I will. Talk to us about why that was so important. You said a little bit about it. There were some contextual factors.
Right.
So what led to the passion for writing about social crisis preaching? Say more to us about what that means and why that was so important to you.
Well, the book did stem from my dissertation, which was on Kelly Miller Smith, a contemporary of Martin Luther King Jr., and one of only 12 African Americans to deliver the Distinguished Lyman Beecher Lectures at Yale. Mm-hmm. So just intrigued about this man's life. I got to know his family, his son, his late wife, his church family, and his Lyman Beecher Lectures was on social crisis preaching. However, for me, I realized that this is what we do on a weekly basis, especially when you pastor an African American church in a impoverished neighborhood, underserved, because the people in the pews are weekly, if not daily, facing social crisis. And at the root level, I believe since the fall, we have lived in a perpetual sense of social crisis. Genesis 6, the thoughts of man was continually evil. Yeah. So the flood comes and you deal with Jebusites and Philistines and of course all the things, right, throughout history. So I believe that this textbook is needed to show how pastors and preachers move exegetically, homiletically, with integrity from text to sermon to address social crisis proclamation. Mm-hmm. But it's also a call for pastors to make disciples who radically exude mercy and justice in their communities and their neighbors' communities. So that's what really inspired the book, my tradition of growing up in the African-American church where social crisis preaching or prophetic preaching, if we would call it, is a consistent. And we see no dichotomy. It is biblical preaching. In fact, Kelly Miller Smith calls it biblical proclamation. I call it biblical proclamation. Mm-hmm. So many people, and we know that this is a climate, I think, that this message and this textbook is much needed.
Mm. Well, I so appreciate your comment about the call to be prophetic. The call to be prophetic is the call to be biblical.
That's right.
So often we'll equate prophetic preaching with somehow second order work, and there is no dichotomy in the scriptures that we're called to preach prophetically in our particular time and place. Mm-hmm. Now, that's been a theme of your work in your preaching, of course, but then also now in your writing.
Right.
So you've already written social crisis preaching, and then you wrote a book about the pastor as sacred anthropologist.
Right.
But you're working on two new projects. Mm-hmm. The first one is called Preaching Now We See Through a Glass Blackly. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is going deeper in your work on Kelly Miller Smith. The title of that book is I Heard the Preaching of the Elder.
Right.
So talk to us about, you could talk to us about both projects, either project. Tell us about what you're working on right now.
Right. Yeah, real briefly. I Heard the Preaching of the Elder is actually a sermon title that Kelly Miller Smith preached. He's an amazing man. I mean, when we think about the civil rights movement and the resistance tactic of the sit-ins, right? That was the genius of Kelly Miller Smith. Mm. Kelly Miller Smith was an amazing pastor, a prophet, a distinguished scholar. And so I wanted to pay homage to him through this book that's being published by Baylor University Press. Mm. Now As We See Through a Glass Blackly is the cross and the resurrection through the lens of the Black church. It's a book about hope. It's a book about redemption through pain and suffering. So it is to teach the world what the Black church has experienced through the cross and the resurrection through years of pain and suffering and upheaval. So these books, I pray, will be a blessing to not just the academy, but also to the church as well.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing, that you're continuing to write. And that is a ministry.
It is.
A ministry that you're called to. More people need to know the name Kelly Miller Smith.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Right.
Just like more people need to know the name Gardner Taylor.
That's right.
Absolutely. So I'm just thrilled that you're working on these projects and pay, make sure everyone who's watching this or listening to this, that you keep circle the date on your calendar. Whenever it ends up being published, make sure that you pre-order it. Right. Now, I'm going to date myself for just a moment here and say that our inaugural podcast is happening just weeks ahead of a major consequential national election, a historic election, where many of those who are involved in this election are saying that this is a consequential election in the history of our country. So talk to us a little bit, especially since they're going to be a diverse group of listeners to this podcast or watching this video. Talk to us a little bit about the counsel that you would give to preachers. Some preachers, if they talk about the political situation in our times, are going to get fired the next day. Other preachers have a lot of latitude and leeway to talk about what's going on in our country right now. I do know, just having spoken with different pastors, that many of them aren't quite sure what to say or what to do or in what way they should steward that responsibility. They don't want to turn the pulpit into a bully pulpit.
Right.
But they also recognize their call to be prophetic in their time and place. So what would be your counsel to pastors, to preachers right now, weeks ahead of a consequential election? Just what would be your encouragement to them? What would be your caution to them? What word would you have for them, a word of wisdom?
First of all, to remember in that place and space to be nonpartisan, but to speak the ethical principles of the Bible. And something I think that's missing is to trust the Holy Spirit. So when we trust that the preaching of the gospel convicts hearts, promotes justice, mercy, love of neighbor, love of promotion of all life, not just in the womb, but literally to the tomb, human flourishing. When we preach on those themes, trust the Spirit of God to move upon the hearts and minds of the people. That's the advice I would give. So if I can remember that, I don't have to promote a certain political party nor a candidate. I can talk about the principles of the Bible. And we remember that our trust is not in the White House. We understand that for various reasons, churches, traditions have their favorite party. But I would remind pastors to preach with integrity during this election cycle. And we know it's contentious. We know that there's a lot of anger. Pastors have a responsibility to promote civility, to promote peace, to accept the results, whatever they may be. So we play a part of that. So we can be adversarial, inflame the fires of racial and social violence, or we can be those who preach peace and trust in the one who's the only sovereign king, and that's Jesus Christ. So that would be trust the Spirit, preach the ethics of the Bible.
Yes. Well, I was reminded of a statement in one of your mentors, your father in ministry, one of my heroes, Dr. Robert Smith.
Right.
People talk about socializing the gospel. How about we talk about gospelizing the social?
That's right. That's
and him. Make sure that we point to the call to be biblical. We can blame the Bible instead of say it's
me.
That's
right. That's right.
The Bible calls us to be people of justice and love and mercy and peace.
And love the neighbor.
That's right. And I'm just so hopeful, even so, that no matter what happens, who is it? Is it Samuel Dwight Proctor? There's a hill much higher than Capitol Hill.
Oh, man. Come on.
No matter what happens on Capitol Hill, there's a hill
higher. That's right.
Than Capitol Hill. Hey, thank you so much for joining
us,
Dr. Gardner. We're so excited that you're on the faculty at Truett and that you're working as the associate director of the Kyle Lake Center. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. It's just a thrill to be able to meet with this dear brother, this colleague, and get to know him better.
Thank you,
welcome, Jared. Dr. Gardner. Thanks so much, everyone, for being here.